Shmuel Beis Perek Ches. This parak discusses David conquering the rest of Eretz Yisrael. We learned in the previous parak how David was told by Nathan the Navi that David would not be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. That Asoifrim explains, after David understood that he was not going to build the Beis HaMikdash, he immediately went toward to completely conquer Eretz Yisrael and the surrounding nations. The Dasoifrim and Rashi point out the main reason why these wars are listed in this parak is to show how David amassed a tremendous amount of gold, silver, copper, and general wealth. Note, much of the riches David had gained here was used in building many of the items found in the Beis HaMikdash in Pasuk Aleph. Vayhi achar echein, vayach David es plishtim, vayichneim, vayikach David es mesek ha'ama, miyad ha'plishtim. And it was after these events took place that David went to war against the plishtim, and he subdued them, and he conquered a place called Mesek Ha'ama. Next, David struck Moab. David would take his captives, lay them on the ground, and measure them against a rope. Whoever was two ropes length would be killed. Whoever was one rope's length would be kept alive. Note, David was more cruel to Moab than he was to any other nation, Rashi points out, because as we have learned in Shmuel Aleph, David had left his family there at Moab for safety while he fled from King Shaul. Moab betrayed David and actually killed his whole family. Therefore, David found it necessary to give payback to Moab and be extra demeaning to them. The Sefer Mishpatot Zohar explains, it's interesting that David, who came from Moab originally, as Rus was a convert from Moab, treated Moab with great disrespect. The Bereishis Rabba adds, the trees shuddered when steel was created and begged that their own wood should not be used for the handle of the axe. In other words, the very same wood that gives strength to the axe is the very same thing that will cause where the wood came from to be destroyed. The Mishpatot Zohar continues and explains how David, who came from Moab, was the very same thing that caused the destruction of Moab. In some deep way, by David acting harsher on Moab, he was bringing some sort of tikkun, a rectification, to the world. The Navi continues, then David struck Hadadzer. David captured 1,700 horsemen, 20,000 foot soldiers. David hamstrung many of the horses and chariots. David kept 400 horses and 100 chariots for himself. Aram came to help Hadadzer. David defeated 22,000 men of Aram. It says in Pasuk Hey, Vayisha Hashem es David b'chol esher halach. And Hashem brought salvation to David any place he went. David took Hadadzer's golden shield and copper from the surrounding cities. Toi, king of Hamath, sent his son Yoram to bring gold and copper to David. All the spoils of war David had conquered, he consecrated and brought for Hashem. David became famous for defeating 1,800 men, 18,000 men from Aram. David also took control of Edom. Hashem was with David wherever he went. And Pasuk Tezayin through Yechesh, which is the end of the parak, David ruled over all Yisrael with kindness and justice. The Navi now lists all the positions of David's chief of staff and who was in David's court. Yoav was David's chief military general. Jehoshaphat was to remind David who was next in line for David to judge. Sadok v'Achimelech were the Kohanim. Sariah was the scribe. Ben-Yahu Ben-Yehoyada was in charge of all David's archers and slingers. David's children were the senior Kohanim, and that's the end of the parak. Tehillim Samech, parak 60, is the parak David had wrote about this time period of conquering the rest of the nations. David relates that it was a very difficult time period for Yisrael. The Daf Sofrim explains all the surrounding nations wanted to stop David when they saw how successful he was. They desired to completely wipe out David, as they understood David wanted to build a house for Hashem. They mustered up their last strength to stop that from happening. The Svarim HaKadoshim explain sometimes a person is on the precipice of entering a new level of Kedusha. At that moment, all the counterforces try one last time to stop you from attaining what you would like to accomplish. Therefore, a person needs to hold themselves, stay strong, and continue on their way. This can be compared to a wrestling match. When the losing opponent is about to be defeated, he will give it one last effort with all his strength to fight back. So too, in any Dovership and Kedusha, any matters of holiness or any mitzvah a person may want to do, it's so great that all the opposing forces try to fight back in one last stand to try and stop you. We need to strengthen ourselves and hold our ground and do not look at any of the barriers that may be stopping us. Here, when David was preparing the world for the Beis HaMikdash, all the negative forces had tried to come and stop him. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.